So let's review. The Mishnah discusses the mumei kain that are included in the pasuk ki kol ish asher bay mum lo yikriv oy charam. Sok the Mishnah hacharam pasul ezehu charam hakoychel shtei ein of kachas. The charam is one whose nose is sunken to the extent that he can paint both eyes in one movement. The Braisa says that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yesi, but the Chum disagree and hold charam shechit meshakua afa pesha ein koychel shtei ein of kachas. Charam is one whose nose is partially sunken, even though he cannot paint both eyes in one movement, because some of the bridge is still protruding. The Gemara derives from the superfluous word oicharam the following three additional mumen. Choit me silad, the nose is shrunken, extremely small. Choit me boilim, the nostrils are fused shut. Choit me naitiv, the nose droops over and below the lips. The Mishnah proceeds to discuss the mumikayin in the pasuk oitaval beinai, an intermingling in the eye. The word be'enai is superfluous and teaches kol mash be'enai, all defects of the eye are pasul, and includes the following. Shte'en of lamala, shte'en of lamata, if both eyes are fixed above or below the normal area. Ena achas lamala ve'en achas lamata, one eye is fixed above and the other eye is fixed below the normal area. Ro'yas achedu ve'saliya ke'echad, the eyes are situated normally but are not focused together, one eye's gaze is focused straight ahead while the other eye's gaze is focused up. And so he looks at the first and second floor at the same time. Sachi shemesh, one who cannot bear sunlight. Vahazagdan, mismatched eyes. Vatsirin, the eyes are round. And the Gemara adds, daimais, delphais, tardais, the eyes drip, dribble, or flow. All the above defects are possible mederaisa. However, vishanashu risein of possible neymarasa ayin. One whose eyelashes have fallen out is only possible mederaban because of his unsightly appearance. And the Gemara makes the following distinction. Ha dishtar garmudi, ha dolo yishtar gardumi. If the roots remain, it's merely possible mederaban. But if no roots remain, it is pasul mideraisa. The Gemara elaborates that there are four types of mumi ayin in the pasuk ish iver, oitak, oitaval be'enoi. Iver refers to keyusa, complete blindness. Dak refers to mechasirasa, vision impairment. Taval refers to mebavlisa, an intermingling between the sections of the eye. And be'ena refers to mishanyusa, abnormalities in the placement and focus of the eye described above. The next Mishnah proceeds with mumikayin that are pasul mideraisa. Sagt the Mishnah, ein of gedoilus kishal egel or ketanus kishal avaz. The kain's eyes are large like those of a calf or small like those of a goose. Gufa gadol meyavarv, a kot meyavarv, his body is too large or too small in proportion to his limbs. Chait me gadol meyavarv, a kot meyavarv, his nose is too large or too small in proportion to his limbs. Hatsemeya kol sha aznav ketanus, his ears are too small. And that same him kol sha aznav daimis lesvog, his ears are shriveled and closed like a sponge. And the Braisa adds, afatzimeach, he has long drooping ears. Sfasa hilyoinai defes al tachtoina, hatachtoina defes al alyoina, harezemum. If the upper lip overlaps the lower lip, or the lower lip overlaps the upper lip, all these defects are possible in the Raisa. However, vishanashru shinav possible in the marasa ayin, if his teeth fell out, he's only possible in the rabbanu because of his unsightly appearance. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of mumi behema, the horns of the animal. Eiz she'en l'karnayim v'roch l'shiesh l'karnayim, k'shem l'gabe mizbeach. A goat that was born without horns, or a sheep that was born with horns, although unusual, they're fit to be brought as a carbon because that's not considered a mum at all. However, not l'karnusim v'zachrus niman, if the animal was born with horns, but they were later removed together with their inner bone, it depends. This akir is akure pesulim v'niftin aleim. If the horns were uprooted completely, leaving a hole in its place, it's considered a complete mum. And it's certainly disqualified, and it can also be redeemed. However, the igum igume psulim ve'iniftin aleim. If the horns were cut off, but the root of the bone remained in the head, it's only considered a partial mum. Therefore, although it's disqualified, it cannot be redeemed. The next Mishnah proceeds with mumi koin that are pasul mideraisa. Zog the Mishnah, dadin sheichvin kishal isha. The koin has large breasts that extend like that of a woman. Kreisei tzava, his stomach is distended. Tibur yaitze, his navel protrudes. Nichfa afila achas leyamim, he has epileptic seizures even on rare occasions. Or, ruach katsra ba'alav, he's prone to demonic madness. Hamu'ushbin, ubal gever, he has enlarged testicles or an oversized gid, all these mumin are psulei mideraisa. The Gemara proceeds with a different discussion, which is somewhat related to the above. Reb Abba Bered Reb Chia Bar Abba says, Ein sheisin mayim b'fnei rab. One may not drink water in public because, as Rashi explains, the derech tamo chacham leads to nu bachil b'shtia. A Torah scholar should act modestly when eating and drinking. But even so, mashtin mayim b'fnei rab. One may urinate in public because shemayamta meyistakin. If he waits until he finds a private area, his life may be endangered from the sickness of yirokin. And there was an incident of one who delayed urination and nimtzei kreisei tzava, his abdomen became distended. And the Braisa adds, shnei nikab miyesh be'adam. Echad mitzi shesin, echad mitzi shechva zera. Vein bet zel lazel, k'klipas Hashem. There are two ducts in the man. One discharges urine, and the other discharges semen. And the separation is as thin as a garlic peel. And if one delays urination, the separation might be ruptured, and nimtza akar, he becomes sterile. As Rosh Lakish darshan, the pasuk liyibacha akar v'akaru v'vehemtecha. Emesai liyibacha akar, bizman shebevehemtecha. A person can prevent himself from becoming sterile if he acts like an animal and urinates immediately, even in public, without proper modesty. Shimon Levi offers another approach in this pasuk. Liyibacha akar min al talmidim. You'll not be barren of students. Va'akara, shleite tfilascha akur lefnei amakim. Your prayers will not remain unanswered. Emesai, bizman shatem mesim atzmocha gebehema, provided that you act humbly like an animal. The next mission discusses a four-way machlekes in the mum mentioned in the pasuk Eimer Ruach Ashach. The Tanna Kama holds Ein loy beyim, oy Ein loy lebeya achas. A Ruach Ashach is one who has no testicles or only one testicle. Bishmal holds Kol she nimuchei ashachav, one whose testicles are crushed. Bekiva holds Kol she ruach ba'ashachav, one who has air in the testicles, they're bloated. Reb Chanina ben Atigna says Kol she madrav chashuchim. Ruach Ashach is one whose complexion is dark. And the Gemara explains he holds Goyrin mesifim v'dershin. We can move a letter from one word to another word. Therefore, the pasuk is read as follows: Merayoy chayshech, because gairin ches me merayach va'alav me ashech, u'mesifin ches b'makam alav al ashech va'alav b'makam ches al merayach. The placement of the letter ches in the word merayach and the letter alav in the word ashech are switched to form Merayoy chayshech.